Walter.
WOMC HD3 Detroit. KMPS HD3 Seattle. WBMX HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston. A professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul. To empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul Radio, and today we have Nora Walks in Spirit. Nora joined us for the Solstice show, and she's now joining us for a New Year's message. It's all about transcending, from what I understand, so I'm looking forward to hearing it. Nora can be found on the web at norawalksinspirit.com. She's an Algonquin shaman. She talks in tongues. She's amazing. I had an incredible experience when I went to her meditation on December 21st. So I'm always excited to have you. And I know that Nora is going to be joining us to do co-hosting. So very excited about that. So welcome.
Welcome.
So here. Transcending. That's what I hear the messages about.
Yes. It is actually a new elevation of the soul consciousness and the body consciousness all in one. So we're working with the body, mind, and soul. It's moving into, as we spoke of the last time, about the solar chakra systems.
Right.
The solar chakras are coming in from the so above realms. And moving down into the body, into your base chakras, but the soul being of who you are, your soul consciousness, moves into an ascension level, which transcends you into an even heightened plateau.
Nice.
Yeah. In the times of the Christ consciousness, the body and mind of that Christed Son of Creator moved into ascension. This was the soul being moved into an ascension level, and the body in its physical form moved in ascension for only about 2 or 3 days. And then the soul descended back into the body, and the body separated. Mm. And so the body decays,
right,
and the soul ascends.
Right.
In this dimension, where the planet has shifted since solstice, we are moving into a transcending frequency, which means your soul will be not just ascending into a higher realm, but it will be bringing in and out like a yo-yo or something, where it's coming, the soul consciousness will move back into the body, operate a higher state of consciousness, and then move in above ascension, because it's going to be bringing everything in and out. Therefore, the body should not be decaying. Mm-hmm. So when I get a vision, a prophetic vision, they take me back to that timeline of Jesus and having just come back from Egypt and being on the Nile for 4 nights in those bulrushes of Moses and all of that in the Red Sea. I was given very prophetic visions of many of those higher intelligent ones, such as Moses, who moved and into higher states into the years of like Cain and Abel, 200, 300 years of age. The body wasn't decaying.
Oh.
So that's a transcending of frequency where the soul is moving, the mind is staying comfortably, the mind consciousness is staying comfortably with the body's consciousness. Mm-hmm. So this is where part of this whole new evolution of our spiritual growth in the realms as the planet is moving into a newer body consciousness field. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard to, a hard concept, but it's where we're going.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that will take a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us are in that stage right now where we're just being introduced to a higher consciousness and understanding that the abilities of our mind are moving into a very, very heightened state of intelligence. And that's where the gifts are developing.
Nice. Yeah. So what can we expect for 2013? What will happen this year as in our own evolution and what we can look to expect for spiritual guidance or awakening or?
Okay. It's your Guru Bariyam. With the heightened arrival of the dimensional beings from many, many other galaxies and constellations and stargate portals, not just of this planet's galaxy. They are arriving since the 12-12-12. That was a triple alignment of those were the alignment of those planets that aligned with the apex points of those three pyramids in Giza when I was there. In that alignment of consciousness was those planetary beings' consciousness arriving to bathe the outer fields of the planet. They arrive with many other dimensions and many other beings from other constellations to shift the outer field, the grid lines, and the gridlocks of the planet so that her consciousness field is moving at a third dimension into fourth, fifth, and onward. It takes maybe 2020, 2030, 2040. But in the meanwhile, we are going to be breathing in the ethers of what she's shifting.
Right.
So we are going to be elevating in our own bodies because we're breathing in these heightened frequencies of these new beings arriving. And so this year, 2013, is going to be very, very heightened lunar eclipses, solstices, equinoxes. Full moons are going to be very, very high, like it's a high energy. And therefore, many of the kingdoms, the plant kingdoms, animal kingdoms, they're going to be into a more stillness state. And you're going to feel different frequencies on your body. Okay, so the latter part of 2012, you were getting the stiffness in the neck.
Right.
Tight muscles in the back. That's the back of the heart chakra. Joints were very tight and stiff. The crown chakra would sometimes feel like somebody's going to cracking like a nut, opening up the skull.
Yeah, I had lots of headaches.
Mm-hmm. And if you're moving into a very high state, into a high meditative state or yoga or Tai Chi, then you would also feel at the navel portal nausea. Mm. Okay, this because higher frequencies are coming in and the body is reacting. It doesn't know what is this. We've been saying for many months now, just keep drinking water, lots of water, lots of water, lots of water, not to dehydrate the brain and keep that consciousness flowing. Well, in 2013, there's going to be more of an awareness, and it's going to be very acute awareness of your own body, your own sensitivities to when you're walking in to talk to someone, when you're walking into a mall, or when you're walking into a parking lot by your car. You're going to be very sensitive to the energetic fields of that new area because you're breathing in higher intelligent fields of consciousness now. And you will also have days such as those sacred lunar active days where you're going to get a massive download coming through for some people, and even just a slight tapping on the crown chakra for other people, that there is an infinite energy of intelligence arriving through the lunar activities or solar and lunar eclipses. So you're going to be moving in like a very, it shows me many times a little bit like a spiral staircase, but very, very slow baby steps that they're going to be bumping you in your own intelligence. So you'll be aware that my mind, I feel like I'm losing my mind or I'm getting dementia, but you'll realize I don't need to remember that person's name. I don't need to remember that phone number that I lost on the table, because telepathically you will be able to connect and that person will automatically ring you, or the name will be, it's not needed. I know who I mean. So you're going to start working in this year, 2013, will be the acute awareness of working from the right brain and its heightened gifts of intelligence, and not aligning or operating of the left brain so much.
Right.
So for me, I'm moving more in the right brain, where I'm spending more hours in the heightened state, to gradually in the next month or so just be only in an infinite heightened universal shamanic state. That I'm not only relying on the left brain and the consciousness of the mind to physically operate the systems of the body. So everything that I'm needing to do, I know already when I leave the house, I'm going to be arriving in a timely manner, because I've telepathically and I've already placed that moment of the now here, there. So it's, I'm here, there, everywhere.
Right.
In the dimensions, in this room here, or at home, seeing myself arriving in the many plateaus. That's using the right brain in the highest frequency. And therefore, the episodes in the mind of fear, of poverty consciousness, of unknowingness, of confusion, of the what if questions, they'll start to be just diluting the moment it enters, because we're going to be breathing in the intelligence of these, the ethers of a higher consciousness frequency, that will know everything is in perfect divine order.
Right.
All I need to do is just receive and trust that everything that is needed in my life right now is in an infinite alignment, because I'm staying in this heightened intelligence side. Yeah, this is the start of it. That's why I'm saying I just see like a very small baby steps. So like say that the spiral of stairs goes like in, you know, an upward cycle, but maybe 2013 only 15% of the planet of heightened light workers, teachers, healers, seers, sages, shamans that envelope that frequency.
Right. Oh, well, this looks like a good time to break. As I glance over and notice that it's time for a break. We may take some calls. If you have some questions and you want to talk to Nora, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul, Nora Walks in Spirit from norawalksinspirit.com on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Nora Walks in Spirit. Nora is an Algonquin shaman, and her website is norawalksinspirit.com. You can connect with her there and find out more about what she does. If you have any questions and you want some guidance today, you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right, so we're talking about the New Year's message. I'm finding a lot of people talking about, I guess, the heaviness that has been around and, you know, the fear that's sort of trying to bring us down, that's around us to try and get us out of that, you know, higher vibration. Is there anything that we can suggest for people to help them during the times where it feels really...
This is a very good question in that we are transitioning into a new level of intelligent consciousness fields that's arriving. And so it's just like anything new, stepping into the body and the mind has to adjust. And so it would be kind of like if you went to the lake and you just first walked in. It's like, ooh, it's
like
kind
right
of,
now. It'd be really cold.
and you're just like, oh, okay. So then you wait for a few minutes, and then the body starts transitioning and the blood starts circulating, and the mind is telling the body, it's okay. We're not going to die. We're not going to freeze to death. We're not going to have a heart attack. So in this situation, all of a sudden, every day in the since the solstice, and even actually back till I would say it actually started in the summer solstice of 2012, that we started getting this heavy feeling on the chest, and either days of very much feeling lethargic, or days that you just didn't want to be anywhere. And days of absolute confusion where nothing was connecting. And this was all part as if your mind was stepping into the lake, not the body. So you're getting awareness of a shirk in the mind, and the brain was like, what is this? So you just would find that you have to move a bit slowly, recognize that something has just arrived on me in a thought form or a wave. So you may get up in the morning and just feel, wow, I just feel very sad. Why am I feeling sad? Nothing's happening. So this is where you want to immediately release that energetic thought form. Say, this is not my frequency. This is not me. And I release it with love. Because what happens is a part of maybe your soul journeys is arriving and delivering a message. Do I really like that new frequency? Do I really want to be here in this body with this new energy of consciousness coming in? So it is the part of you, of your soul journey, many other lifetimes of souls and many other selves of those souls that you have been living in many, many lifetimes and dimensions that is coming forward and placing that frequency in your body of either fear, extreme fear, or sometimes anxiety, like what? Something's going to happen. I better not go there, or I better not even leave the house today. This overwhelming sense is not you. It's a frequency of a pattern of a thought form coming in from some other place. And so you need to just be more in the stillness more often in the day and go sit quietly somewhere and just prepare your body, your heart, and your mind. This is not of me right now. This is some other soul self entering into a consciousness state of what I am. And you are free to leave, go in light, and go in peace. And you'll feel a wave come off your heart. Because it's usually right here that you feel it.
Right.
It sits right on the heart. Many of the students that I teach have had overwhelming anxiousness or overwhelming fear and then overwhelming sadness. And right after the sadness is they don't know why they're here right now. Some of them even say, it's time for me to go. I'm not to be here anymore. There's no need for me to be here. I have to go. And I go like, what do you mean you have to go? Where are you going? Going home.
Right.
And they'll point to the realms.
Yeah.
And that is their soul of who they are, who is not wanting to stay and figure out what this new energy is that's bathing the planet. It's in like a paranoia state. So we need to calm the soul down, nurture the mind and the body with a very peaceful understanding. Everything is fine. This is not my frequency. It's coming in, and we're going to receive the highest intelligence of what is delivering to me. Because really, it's high gifts that are being awakened in us.
Right.
But it's frightening the soul of who you are in this third dimension. Yeah. So it's a learning curve of understanding that everything is in a positive state. And the more we release the fear, and the quicker we release the fear, the faster we'll move into this heightened, intelligent being of who our soul truly wants to be. And that's where your gifts are going to start awakening. And there's many, many gifts that people have hidden within their soul being that are going to start to be awakened. More and more of these children on this planet will be enlightened being entering them at the sacred portals of the planet. That's where the awakenings are going to start occurring throughout 2013 through to 2015 and fully acknowledged by many at 2018. So when you have a calling where I just feel I need to be here, where for me it was Egypt, or this coming summer solstice, I'll be at Easter Island, because it's the crown chakra of the planet. It has the highest intelligence of receiving all energies from all galaxies and all constellations to assist the mind, the crown of this planet. Other people will be called to go to different caverns, caves, sacred ley lines on the Stonehenge. Very, very many people keep gathering there because there's an awakening that's going to happen to them there. Their soul will be enlightened to its higher soul. And there, in that alignment, all fear leaves because they start operating in the higher soul of who they are truly in this body of. And throughout 2013, the more we align in stillness and bathe the body, it's okay. Love your body. Love every vessel, every heartbeat, every muscle, every tissue in your body. And just, you know, like you would pat a baby on the back. It's okay. It's okay. There's no bruise. Everything's fine. You're loving your body free of those frequencies that are giving it a trauma or a fear. Once you love the physical body, the mind nurtures that understanding and the soul quietly shifts into the higher soul. This is the transitioning. It's going to take 8 years for many people. But every time you go to a sacred portal, like these ones in Mount Shasta, Easter Island, Australia, Africa, Egypt, Arctic, Alaska, the varying prime ley lines of highest electromagnetic fields and quartz crystal frequencies, this is when you're going to find you're going to elevate. And you will be delivered there. You're not going to be in the left brain saying, well, I wish I could go. Your higher soul will deliver the soul being of who you are, and abundance will just arrive and you'll be placed there. This is what's going to be transpiring.
Okay, we're going to go to our next break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nora Walks in Spirit. We'll talk in the break as to when she's going to be doing her monthly show. It may be the first Monday of the month. Perfect. We do have a caller. If anybody else is interested in receiving a message, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7255. 1-800-545-7685. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nora Walks in Spirit. She can be found on the web at norawalksinspirit.com. We've been doing a New Year's message. We do have a caller. It's Abby from Texas.
Yes. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I have a question. I've always had a hard time listening to whether I intuitively am trying to pick up something or is it just my imagination? I mean, is it possible to do your own reading? I mean, I've tried. Like, I have several questions, and I've been trying to ask my spirit guides, and I still haven't gotten my answers for some of them.
So you're trying to listen for the answer.
Especially one that I'm very concerned about because I'm going to go to the doctor on Wednesday. And I'm trying to figure out. Also, can we email you? Could I give out my email to you? Or
why don't you email through my website at intuitivesoul.com and I will make sure Nora gets it.
Okay. Okay, that sounds great. Just because I didn't have a computer, that's why I was going to give you my email that way.
Okay.
I have email,
Okay. Well, then, Lori at intuitivesoul.com. Easy. Okay. All right. So, Nora, are you picking up?
There's two questions here. There's one about the health issue.
Right. So the health issue.
What is that?
That you're worried about?
I'm going to get a pap smear done, and I just pray that I'm good.
That's Do you feel all. That you're not?
Pardon?
Are you feeling that there's a problem?
No, I'm just sensing that, unless it's just my imagination, that, you know, I'm sensing something, but not major.
Okay.
But I hope I'm wrong, what I'm sensing, maybe. You know, because sometimes when people get nervous and anxious.
Okay, so let's let Nora connect in and see what she's getting.
Okay.
You have been getting at a younger age cysts. Okay, so when you were having cysts in the ovaries and that sort of thing, and these would have been heavier cycles when you were younger, that's just all that's residue that's lingering in the body. Most cases when we have to go to the doctor for any medical checkups, and this includes dentists and eye doctors and all of these other medicals, we always want to make sure that we're on our own highest state of clarity of the mind, that infinitely all is in pristine order for us, and that we are sweeping and transmuting the thought forms and the energies of those specific doctors and any medical places, because those people are working with many, many people in many, many situations. So you might have a doctor's appointment and you're thinking about the doctor in the morning or the appointment, but he's working on someone. So you're picking up the thought form of the person that he's working on. So you want to make sure that you're working on sending and transmitting love and healing of any energy fields that are around that surgeon or that nurse or that medical care person at that time. Therefore, you're in a higher state, and so is your body before you are sitting with them. When you're looking for an intuitive spiritual alignment, the easiest technique would be to sit in stillness and connect with the spirit guide that you work with. It can be an archangel, it can be a totem, a spirit guide, whoever it is that you're using. You just resonate in stillness with the alignment of your inner mind's eye to either see that guide or animal totem or such. See it, feel it, resonate with the consciousness of, are you here right now with me?
Okay.
And as you say, are you here with me right now? The very next question you're going to say is, show me a sign that you're here.
That's interesting that you mentioned it, because I've actually done that. I don't know who all my spirit guides is. I know Michael is one, and Rosa.
Okay,
is another.
So in quietness right now, we're going to ask Archangel Michael. You're just going to go into stillness and just say in your mind, show me a sign that you're here right now.
And just know that that sign can be anything. It's not necessarily something you hear, not necessarily something you see. It can be something you could feel in your heart. It can be something you feel somewhere else. So it's not, don't have expectations of what you think you want it to look like. Just be quiet.
Are you feeling the energy now?
Yes.
Okay. So now you know he's here. So that's the next stage. You usually feel an energy flowing through your crown chakra or in your hands or in your heart. Now you know
somewhere
that
in my head.
Okay, so it's in your head. So now you know you can ask the question at that time. Is everything okay for me for my pap smear or my dental appointment? And you'll ask for yes. Show me a sign if it's yes. Show me a sign if it's no. Move with only a direct yes or a direct no until you get an intimate relationship ongoing with them.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, I was interested in that. You were telling me that I was being concerned about the doctor, the patient he was working on. How do I get to that point?
Well, again, it's the same type of thing. But just remember that this is supposed to be a mini quick thing. You may want to connect with Nora and do a private session with her, okay? So you can get a hold of her at her website. All right?
Thank you so much for answering the questions, Nora.
You're welcome.
Use that technique as much as you can.
Yeah, so just get quiet and listen from there, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. We have another caller. It's Linda from New Mexico. Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
I had a question. I wanted to see what was going on with me this past week. I had a lot of fear or uncertainty of the future towards unemployment and the energy work that I'm trying to do.
Okay. You didn't hear that? So she's wanting to know, she's having a lot of problems. She's feeling around unemployment and around her spiritual development, her spiritual work and her gifts that she's having. So this has all happened in the last week.
Okay. This again is about alignment, balance, and stillness. You want to be very, very grounded at the time that this fear-based consciousness enters. So you may want to step outside, lay on the ground, or walk near the water and be very, very grounded, and then align with your spirit guide. And at that time, ask for a sign that you are here and bring that energy of that spirit guide through all of your chakras and ground it deep into Gaia. And you'll just ask for freedom. Deliver me freedom. For you, I'm picking up that it would be best for you to always ask each day, what is it that I need right now? I receive, and be it of freedom. And those frequencies of freedom that will come to you will be freedom of fear, freedom of unemployment, free of anything. Because as you ask for it, the divine infinite beings will deliver you everything that is in freedom of any lowering frequencies entering into your thought forms or your body.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I think that's a good one for me, too. So thanks, Nora.
Okay. You want to be in freedom and in love.
Yeah.
Loving the body, free of all lowering energies of conflict, because the mind is playing conflict with you and your higher mind, who's trying to connect with the real infinite answers. So you want to be free of that conflict. And so love that conflict free into a freedom frequency so that you can align with the real message.
Right.
Yeah. But you got to be grounded.
Yes. I've been working on that one. All right. We're going to go to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. We have Nora Walks in Spirit. She can be found on the web at norawalksinspirit.com. She now has agreed that we will be doing a show every first Monday of the month. So if you like the work she's doing, which I know you do, she will be with us every first Monday of the month. So yay for us. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Some kind of magic happens late at night when the moon smiles down at me and bathes me in its light. I fell asleep beneath you in the tall blades of grass. When I woke, the world was new. I never had to ask. It's a brand new day. The sun is shining. It's a brand new day. For the first time in such a long, long time, I know I'll be okay.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nora Walks in Spirit. Nora will be joining our team every first Monday of the month. So that means her next show will be on the 4th of February. So if you like what she's doing and you're thinking about calling in, definitely get back to us then. So we've been talking a lot about the stillness and how important that is. And I think that seems to be the message that was coming up from our callers as well, is that we really need to connect in with ourselves and learn to sort of let go.
Right. The mind is very, very active, and it's very, very intelligent. And it likes to make all the decisions and all the directions and all the operative states. And originally, in many, many, many hundreds of thousands of years ago, it was that the mind was simply operating the body. And the higher mind, which is the right brain and the infinite all intelligence, was delivering all answers, all directions, and everything was in oneness of harmony. And so there was no fretting, there was no fear, there was no confusion, there was no misguided decision making, because it was all in a one form of frequency of absolute bliss, harmony, and peace. And this is where we need to get back into that routine of quietening the mind to gradually allowing it to sit behind in stillness. And so if we take each morning before the feet hit the floor and just you're waking up and just ask for that infinite guidance for the day, and align with the energy that's going to come through your spirit guide that is there, and just listen to your heartbeat and make sure that it's in calmness and stillness, and you're aligning your body, you're aligning your mind, and you're balancing it with all that's going to be delivered to you for the day in absolute peace, love, and harmony. Then you get ready for work. But if you just dash off, as soon as you jump out the bed, the feet hit the floor, and already the mind is going, oh, here we go. Now, you're not going to get this done on time. You might be late if you do this. Don't wear that. All this is the mind.
Right.
It's the chatterbox, and it's directing all that you do all the time. And so it's the one that says, no, don't wear that. Or no, you better not go out today. You see, if we look at it as a small inner child within us, we can just say no. So, you know, it's for me, I would say, Nora, no more. I scold her. That's the little girl in me.
Right.
I say, no, knock it off. No more, because we're listening now. So I'm basically scolding the little child in me. Go to your room. You go back. Get to your room. And so that I can be in stillness and listen to what that infinite spirit guide or high energy field I want to feel through me. And you'll be surprised how the mind will listen, because it likes to take direction. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of a routine that after a while, you'll catch yourself, you know, walking through an aisle in a grocery store or walking anywhere. And all of a sudden this dialogue starts again. I say, who the heck is that talking? And you say, stop that. I just want to be peacefully getting the groceries in the cart. So you'll get into a routine. And this is when the listening to the inner high voice, the high self, will start becoming an activity of operation of the mind. And the mind will start gradually going into stillness more. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about stillness, it's not just about sitting in stillness in a meditative state or in yoga state. It's not just about stilling the heart from racing over anxiety. It's really about getting the mind to go into stillness, because it's the mind that's triggering all the rest of the body.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're saying to me now that there are some people, they have a very, very difficult time to bring stillness to the mind, because they may be multitasking in a very active business profession or such. And so in that situation, those particular people would be best in focusing on an element or a kingdom. So they might just focus on the element of fire on a candle. They might focus on the leaves on the tree or the flower and just look at the beauty of that element or that particular plant, animal, winged kingdom. And just watching the bird on a wire or in the backyard, it'll quieten their mind. because they're focusing on something, the mind will stop chattering. That's when they're bringing their body and their mind into stillness. So it's easiest to focus on one of the earth's kingdoms or elements. Don't try and focus on something else, because the mind is going to start analyzing and critiquing. Well, that door is not a nice color or something like this. If they look at, you know, pick a point on the wall or something, and then their mind will start critiquing it.
Right.
It's just how crazy our minds are, so intelligent.
Yes. And although we don't have a lot of time, I think a lot of us are talking about the same thing. It's interesting because a lot of people are saying, you know, get out of the head, move into the heart.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that's the same thing as the higher, that higher frequency consciousness of the mind.
Yeah. Stop the chatter.
Yeah.
So get out of your mind, and which means you're going into an infinite higher quietness within your mind. And soon the mind will start craving that bliss. It's hard to believe, but after a while, when you go into that very high state, even if it's only for 7 minutes or 3 minutes, the next time you do it, your mind is going to start craving the bliss of peace.
Right.
And the body will just be in harmony.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you, Nora.
Thanks. It's been a nice time today.
It has.
Nice talking to people also.
Yes. So Nora will be with us. The next show will be February 4th. So it's the first Monday of every month. And she can be found on the web at norawalksinspirit.com. She's an Algonquin shaman. She talks in voices. So I'm very delighted to have you on the show. And you've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.